Hello again. Let's talk about two words that come up a lot. Healthy eating. But what does healthy eating really mean? What is healthy food? Every day I speak to so many people who say that they eat healthily but still struggle with their weight. Or they're very frustrated because they know how to eat healthily, but eating the right things consistently becomes a huge challenge, and they constantly revert to old habits. As you know, SlimPod helps you to instinctively choose healthier food, and you find yourself shopping differently and eating differently without much effort or willpower. However, something I've noticed over the years is that there's so much confusion about what healthy food actually is. Manufacturers disguise unhealthy food by labelling it low fat, and this means that it is generally high in sugar, and sugar is now public health enemy number one. People also sometimes confuse processed food with real healthy food. So it's a minefield when it comes to knowing what's going to help you with your fat loss. I'm always keeping up with developments where food and nutrition are concerned, and things change frequently. So I'm sharing the knowledge I've gained so that you can be informed. To me, healthy eating means consuming a variety of food that gives you the nutrients you need to maintain your health, feel good, and have energy. These nutrients include protein, carbohydrates, essential fats, and of course, water. Nourishing your mind and body is the key to good health and well-being. Now, here's the thing. A lot of people think that the only way they can trust themselves to eat healthy food is to constantly being on an eating plan or diet. But it really shouldn't be like that at all. I want you to feel confident about your choices and eat healthy food 80% of the time, because that's all that's necessary. Not 100% of the time. And SlimPod helps to change the way you think and feel about food so that healthy eating becomes a pleasure, not something that you feel that you need to do because you're being good or you're on a diet. Eating well for the long term is not about dieting or going hungry or eating differently to the rest of your family. It's about instinctively making the right food choices by changing your whole relationship with food. But I know how difficult it can be for some people to get out of the diet mindset. And if this is you, here's a framework that you can follow that doesn't involve plans or diets. It's the Mediterranean way of eating. It isn't a program, and it isn't calorie counting, nor is it restrictive, even though it's often called the Mediterranean diet. I prefer to call it the Mediterranean way because it's just part of an overall healthy lifestyle, and it's got a huge amount of evidence behind it. Research on the Mediterranean way has consistently shown positive health outcomes and the prevention of disease. People who stick to the Mediterranean principles are far less likely to be overweight or obese. And here's a major thing. Researchers studying its impact in peri and postmenopausal women found that women who followed the Mediterranean way had lower body weight and reduced symptoms related to the menopause. There are plenty of resources in the SlimPod program which will help you, and below this video there's a link to a fact sheet on the Mediterranean way of eating. By choosing good, nutritious food, you take control over your body and you give it what it needs to look great, feel fabulous, and function at its best. Your SlimPod also helps with portion control, and that will soon come naturally. You won't need to be weighing everything you eat. And people find this really liberating. So to work with your SlimPod and help you get the best possible results from this program, here's two important pieces of guidance. Number one, as a general rule, be aware how much processed and refined food you're eating. Most of it contains hidden sugars, and it's literally just fake food. So many of us eat fake food, but half the time we don't even know. So what is fake food? It's highly processed food that's significantly altered by machinery and processing. Much of it contains sugar and it's addictive. If you're simply more aware of this and reduce it by as little as 20%, it could make a huge difference to your health. Number two, keep your food as close to its natural source as possible. If it grows in the earth, feeds off the earth, or swims in the sea, then it's real food. Again, there's plenty of resources within this program to help you. But unlike dieting, our program doesn't give you do's and don'ts, just guidance. The aim is to empower you to trust yourself and your choices and enable your brain's default setting to be on the automatic healthy eating mode. That's when things become very exciting. Just remember, there's a process your body has to go through to release fat. And obviously, eating healthy food consistently is a large part of that process. Think about the food you eat as a long-term investment in your health and well-being, rather than just about getting a short-term buzz from what the scales say. Look at the whole SlimPod process as part of Project You and a voyage of self-discovery. And I'll see you next time.